Let's hit it. Give me a vacation.
Vacation.
Give me a wave.
Surfing.
Give me a city tour.
The trolley.
Give me animals.
The zoo.
Give me some sea life. Give me museums.
Balboa Park.
Give me a woo.
Roller coaster.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your family vacation at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kelsey Nixon, and this is Kitchen Prescription, the podcast you listen to when you don't know what to make for dinner. This is episode 57, The Story Behind the Recipe Binder. What a week. Oh, my goodness. I hope you're all gearing up for what I really consider to be the official kickoff to the holidays, Halloween, right? Chances are you've got a full weekend ahead of harvest parties, trunk or treats, chili cook-offs. It's all very exciting, but I also know that it can feel somewhat overwhelming, especially if you've got little kids that you're dragging to all of these places in costume, fully hyped up on sugar and oh my goodness. So I hope you have a blast. Hang in there. It's a lot. It's been a very exciting week around here with the release of my first physical product, the Recipe Binder. It is this passion project of mine that I have been thinking about truly night and day for the better part of a year. And it's been very exciting. Very, very exciting. It's a place to organize your family's favorite recipes and new meals to try. It comes complete with helpful details about how to stay organized in the kitchen and really just a perfect companion to Recipe Club for kind of establishing a simple dinner system once and for all. I have found over the years that through lots of trial and error, I do best when I have both a digital and physical component or support in helping me with that system. And so that is what I set out to create, is a really nice complementary system with those two things. So I'm excited to share the backstory today on the podcast of how this product came to be, all of the testing and research that went into bringing it to life, and how I really believe it can be a helpful tool in getting dinner on the table. But before we dive into story time, let's discuss three simple recipes you could throw on your meal plan for the week. All right, this is not going to be shocking to anybody. The first recipe I'm going to suggest is chili. Chili and cornbread. This is a tradition for my family. I know it's a tradition for a lot of people. But one thing that you might not know, that I would consider to be a secret ingredient, that is a very versatile secret ingredient, meaning that you really could kind of add this to any chili recipe you love, but we're making pumpkin chili. Now, I can't remember where I learned this. I actually think I learned this from a Food Network coworker years ago. But if you add a can of pumpkin, like pureed pumpkin, to a pot of chili, magical things happen. It does not taste pumpkin-y. The flavor's very, very mild, but it adds really great body and texture and kind of just magnifies the flavors that you've got going on. So I have got a pumpkin chili recipe that you could follow that's fantastic. We make it every year. But I've also made my cook-off chili. That's a recipe and recipe club this month, and added a can of pumpkin. It's bangering. It's delicious. Delicious. So maybe do something fun for Halloween this week. Don't tell anyone. Make your chili, add a can of pumpkin, and see if people can guess the secret ingredient. I I would be shocked if anyone did, but my guess is you're going to love what it does to the chili. So going to a cook-off, make sure you add a can of pumpkin in there. So we're going to do that. We're also doing, you know, I've got little kids, guys. I've got a 3-year-old, a 6-year-old, and an 11-year-old. So especially my younger girls, they're so into Halloween, and it's so fun. So we're going to do these ghostly grilled ham and cheese sandwiches, which is basically just a fancy grilled cheese with some ham. And I am going to do this thing that I don't do very often, but I'll do it for special occasions. But I'm going to make them into little ghosts, and then I'll do some tomato basil soup and put little mozzarella balls that look like eyeballs with little olives on top in the soup, and so they can dunk their ghosts into the soup. They will get a kick out of it. They'll probably eat more than they eat all week because it's got some sort of theme attached to it, and it'll be delicious for everyone. So we're doing ghostly grilled ham and cheese, and then to kick off November, we are making the skillet sausage peppers and potatoes. This is my favorite easy breezy meat and potatoes dinner, meaning that if you live with a meat and potatoes lover, this dish is awesome. It comes together so quickly. It's got mozzarella cheese on top, very few dishes because you make it all in a skillet. It pops right into the oven. It's hearty, and it's just like perfect for that transition from fall to winter, which we're not ready to do yet. I'm not ready to do it. So we're not even going to say the W word. We're going to stick with fall, but it's a great recipe and really just a great option to have in your back pocket for the next couple of months, because it's perfect when it's not hot outside. So there you have it. 3 recipes for the week. You can find and print them all in Recipe Club individually or in our weekly meal plan with an easy to follow shopping list broken down by recipe. We're also at the end of the month, which means that new recipes will launch this week on November 1st. So you'll get 5 new recipes plus my entire Thanksgiving menu and holiday hosting guide. It's November. This is a big month. This is our Olympics, guys. If you love food, this is a big month. I also just want to quickly tell you about the new recipes we're adding. I wanted to focus on creating recipes that were perfect for having people over. I think that over the course of the next 2 months is, you know, prime time for hosting. And I don't even want to focus on like fancy hosting. I'm just talking casual hosting. Think about having your book club over, or maybe you're hosting a favorite things party with girlfriends, or you're hosting a few neighbors over for drinks and some dinner. So I wanted to give you a menu that is really easy to make for such an event. Something you could rinse and repeat, right? Meaning that when you're having people over, or maybe your sister-in-law is passing through with her kids, right? And you just need recipes that work for feeding a lot of people that are pretty easy to put together. That's what all the new recipes are next month. So I've been working on a really delicious salad, a soup, a sandwich, this great breakfast strata. So I wanted to do something for if you're hosting and you want to do a nice breakfast or brunch, but also the strata can totally swing for a weeknight dinner because it's got all sorts of good savory stuff in it. Anyways, my head has been in this space and the recipes are turning out great. I got to finish shooting them this week and then they'll be available for you in just a couple of days. All right, let's jump into the back half of the podcast and discuss why I have been so passionate about bringing this recipe binder to life. So as some of you may or may not know, my first career, I guess I could call it my first career, it still feels like all the same career, but for the better part of a decade, I was 2 feet planted in television entertainment. So I was on a reality show on Food Network where I competed to win my own cooking show. I didn't win, but I did well enough that I ended up getting that cooking show, and then did 7 seasons of programming for Food Network and Cooking Channel, and just had this wild ride in traditional entertainment. And as you all know, media has changed a lot over the past couple of years. So where we used to all watch the networks, we now kind of all watch our streaming services, right? And it's been really interesting to be someone who works in media and entertainment while all of this has gone down. And to further complicate all of this, COVID happened in there, and then a lot of production was shut down. In fact, I was working on a game show. I was hosting a family food game show called Dinner Takes All, right when COVID hit, and that stalled our production. And eventually, you know, that slipped away and we never went back to filming that show because budget gets reallocated and that's just the way life goes sometimes. So I was forced, like many, to pivot during COVID and kind of reevaluate. Okay, I've been doing this thing for a while now. Is this what I want to keep doing? How am I going to do it given the current circumstances in the world? Or maybe do I want to try something different? And I always had been interested in starting my own thing, being an entrepreneur. I come from a family of small business owners. My dad himself is an entrepreneur and has built a wonderful, successful business over the years. I've got all sorts of wonderful family examples of this. And it's something I really wanted to pursue. So I thought this might be the time to try that. And that's when I built Recipe Club. And I intentionally built Recipe Club as a digital product initially so that I could really make sure I understood how is actually going to help people get dinner on the table. I was really confident in the idea of what problem I wanted to help people solve and why I felt it was important. I know that dinner is a problem that's never going away. We're making dinner for the rest of our lives, and not only for ourselves, but likely for the people that we love. And the reason it was so important to me is because of the connection that happens at the table, whether it is with you and your family, your partner, your friends, your whatever family looks like to you. I don't care who you are, what country you live in this on the planet. Everyone benefits from connecting around a meal together. And I just felt so passionately about that. And so I wanted to start by creating something that I could immediately deliver to people. I had written a traditional cookbook with Random House years ago, and the publishing process is just, honestly, it kind of feels a little archaic. It takes almost 2 years from start to finish. And, you know, I change a lot as a person in 2 years. And the recipes that are working for me now and solving problems in my life now might be totally different in 2 years. Because you all know the difference in feeding a 3-year-old versus a 6-year-old. Like, it's a completely different game. So I created Recipe Club, this digital product where it's almost like a living, breathing cookbook where you get a couple new recipes every month. You get a say in what they are. You get weekly meal plans, and we can address the issues you're having right away rather than waiting for a traditional publication. So I created this thinking that, oh, I'm sure this will turn into an app because that's just the day and age that we live in, and I'm sure that's what will happen. So after about running Recipe Club for about a year, I thought, before I go invest all this money into creating an app, I better talk to some Recipe Club members and make sure I understand what they want in this app. So I did that. I first booked 25 Zoom calls, and I talked to 25 different people for an hour each about their experience with Recipe Club, what they liked, what they didn't like, what they thought of an app. And I was shocked to come away from those meetings with these very kind people who took time out of their day to talk to me, learning that one of the biggest pain points for home cooks was cooking from their phones. It's not a nice experience. Now, look, there are outliers, right? There are people who love to cook from their phones. But a lot of people talked about how frustrating it was to, you know, look at a recipe on a favorite food blog and have to scroll to get all the way down to the bottom of the recipe, and then your phone goes dark, and then you got to find it again. Or the letters are too small, and so you've got to zoom in and you can't really see what this is, and then you get lost in the recipe because your toddler's tugging on your leg and they're asking if they can play a game on your phone, and then you've lost your phone. The recipe was out. I just heard all these stories that I so related to because this is my life. I'm in it like all of you. And so I walked away thinking maybe an app's not the right solution. And there were a handful of people who, when I asked them, so tell me what meal planning looks like for you. How does that happen? They mentioned their recipe binders. And they talked about how they loved cooking from printed recipes, and they had these binders, but they were a mess, and they were ugly and super disorganized. But anytime they found a recipe, whether it be on Instagram or a food blog or a traditional food publishing site like foodnetwork.com or Cooks Illustrated, they would print it out and stick it in their binder. And so I started thinking about how I could maybe help people optimize a dinner system where a recipe binder was at the center of it. And I myself started cooking more regularly with a recipe binder, and I could not believe how much it helped. It almost became like my kitchen Bible, right? Where it was always visible in my kitchen. It was right there. I used it to both meal plan and to cook meals regularly. It totally helped when it came to decision fatigue, because when I go looking for a recipe on Pinterest, I am immediately overwhelmed by all of the options. And no one's going to suggest a bad recipe, right? So they're all the best recipes. And it just, I felt like that's the thing that was hardest, was not so much the cooking, but it was the deciding what to make. So I really focused on curating a recipe binder for me and my family that was filled with my family's favorite recipes. And so that when I went to do my meal planning, I just had to go to my binder. I didn't have to open my phone. I didn't have to open Instagram. I didn't have to open Pinterest. I could go to this binder of the recipes that I knew, I liked, I trusted them. I knew that people in my family were gonna, you know, eat them up. And it doesn't mean that I couldn't get inspiration. You're naturally gonna come across other recipes that feel exciting to you. But it just became my first go-to rather than me jumping straight into the World Wide Web, which oftentimes felt overwhelming. So I started testing this, and immediately I was like, this is it. Everyone needs a recipe binder. And let's take all of the things people hate about recipe binders and fix them. Let's make it pretty. Let's make it last so that it's not a vinyl binder that comes apart and rips and stains and just isn't pretty to look at. It's something you want to hide when people come over. Let's make it pretty. Let's make it last forever. Let's figure out how to put a template together for recipes so that when you do print a recipe off the internet, it doesn't have an ad on the side or it isn't ugly. It's as pretty as the recipes look that come out of your favorite cookbooks. And so we got to work addressing all of these things, all of these complaints that I heard from people. And one of the most exciting parts is when I really started to feel passionately about this, I decided it was time to make a prototype. So that's what I did. I started thinking about, well, what size should this binder be? Should it be a 1 inch, a 2 inch, a 1.5 inch? What do we want these recipes in page protectors? Do we want to print on a synthetic material that's wipeable? We were all over the place. And how do we make this binder more of a system and not just a binder? And ultimately, I ended up making 15 prototypes, and I had this vacation scheduled where a bunch of friends from college, we were all bringing our families to Southern Utah for Memorial Day. And I brought them all a binder, and I handed it to them, and I said, I want you guys to cook with this. I want your feedback. I want you to tell me what makes sense, what doesn't make sense. And you would not believe the insight that I got from this. Everything from, I don't want recipes to be on two pages because I don't want to have to flip forwards and backwards, to why don't you just put the ingredients in the method of the recipe so I don't have to go back and look at the ingredient list, to can't you make a template so that I can make all my recipes look the same? And even I had one friend who was like, yeah, I want to organize it with the tabs, but I have terrible handwriting. So can you just make me a label so that I don't have to write on the tab, but I can just peel and stick a label right there? And we took those and we brought that product to life. It was a wild experience. It took me forever to find the right binder manufacturer. We actually ended up working with a guy who makes menus for high-end restaurants because we wanted the materials to be wipeable. We wanted them to be durable enough that you could open it and close it thousands of times and not have it fall apart on you. And then we went back and we tested again with these new and improved binders. And it was just the most interesting experience. Interesting experience to see something that started in my mind come to life and help people solve a daily problem. So that is kind of how the binder came to be. You know, there's all sorts of ups and downs with finding different manufacturers and printing recipes and tabs and menu planning pads and testing. Oh my gosh, once we determined the material we were going to cover the binders in, we took my 3-year-old Penny, who has a penchant for making the world's largest messes, and I basically let her have at it with spaghetti on this, and I was like, let's see if we can get the marinara sauce off this, and we did. So we really have had a lot of fun with it. It has been a labor of love that it is finally out in the world. We launched yesterday, and I can't even believe I'm saying this. We sold out in 6 minutes. I thought for sure those binders would last us a week, maybe a couple of days. Never in my wildest dreams did I think that we would sell out in minutes. So we immediately opened up pre-sale, pre-order, and you can order a recipe binder that will be literally handmade in shipped before the holidays. So everything will be ready for holiday gifting. And that's why we launched when we did in October before Black Friday, because we want to make sure that we can get these binders made and delivered to you. So if you're interested, check it out. It is exclusive for Recipe Club members, but we want everybody to have the opportunity to buy it. So if you would like to try Recipe Club out and purchase a binder, you can use the code BINDER at checkout and you'll get your first month free. Get in there, check it out, buy a binder. If it doesn't look like Recipe Club's a good fit for you, cancel, no problem. But our Recipe Club members have been so instrumental in helping us bring this product to life. We really wanted to make it available to them first, so that's why we did that. All right, you guys, thanks for letting me share this story. Selfishly, I wanted to record it because it's been such a huge part of my life this past year. I'm so proud of it, and I really think it's going to help a lot of people as they establish simple dinner systems in their kitchen. All right, thank you so much for being here. I can't wait to chat with you guys next week.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.